I'm Bethany Tyne, a student at USF Tampa, and this is University Beat. On a Monday night at the University of South Florida, 14 students and their professor filled a conference room in the school's Allen Building. Their days were almost over, but for the other students who are about to join, theirs were just beginning. USF Honors Professor Atsuko Sakai's students shared their class time with 102 fourth graders across the world in Japan through a Skype call. It was 7 p.m. in Tampa, but 9 a.m. Tuesday morning in Japan when Professor Sakai called. For three semesters, Sakai has used her Geographic Perspectives class in the Honors College to teach her students about Japan. For the first part of the semester, they learn about different aspects of the culture. Later on, they get the opportunity to communicate with a school in Japan. This year, it was Dianahara Elementary in Sendai City.
We learn about the school a little bit. Then we actually create video to introduce ourselves. They learn a little bit about Japanese, how to introduce themselves, talk a little bit about their background, their major, what they're studying.
They were split up into four teams and tasked with developing an interactive activity to teach their Japanese classmates. These range from teaching sports vocabulary to learning a song. With the exception of a few students who spoke the language fluently, most had to learn basic Japanese in the class to communicate with the fourth graders. Sakai says that this is a way for students to learn important skills that aren't taught in textbooks.
How to interact with people, how to communicate with people. What would you do if you don't have the language you can speak but you want to communicate with them?
When they presented, the groups brought up props and held up signs in front of a camera to help translate and teach the students. One group showed a science experiment.
Our first experiment is elephant toothpaste.
They translated different ingredients in the experiment and asked the crowd what color dye they wanted to use. They even had some input on what chemical reactions would occur. Another group talked about camping and taught some vocabulary.
Flint and steel.
They even talked about s'mores and taught the ingredients.
It's made of graham crackers.
Chocolate.
And marshmallows.
Sophomore Jack Edwards was part of the camping group. Edwards is an Eagle Scout. He wanted to show the students something that he enjoyed, but was also unique to Florida and the United States. So he helped pitch a four-person tent right in the middle of the conference room.
They didn't really have to be super educational necessarily, just sort of like entertaining. That's sort of how I can communicate. I can communicate through laughs as opposed to words.
After Sakai's students presented, the fourth graders got to have a little presentation of their own. With big smiles on their faces, they talked about their city of Sendai and even sang a song. The two groups got to ask each other questions, even what's your favorite Pokemon. Along with the Skype call, students taking the USF class in the spring semester will travel to Japan over the summer to meet the children in person. Edward says while he won't be able to go on that trip, this class made him want to travel to that country one day.
This course overall definitely changed my perspective on Japan a bit. I know more about them, which obviously allows me to view them in a different way.
For photos of the Skype session, visit wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Bethany Tyne.